But this is the way it unravels. Vayovei Rechavim Yerushalayim. So Rechavim came to Yerushalayim, and he gathered together a small part of Klal Yisrael. He gathered together Yehuda and Binyamin came in. Lohoshiv HaMelucha. So the Novi comes, Shmaya Yishalikim comes, and he gives a Nevuah. And his Nevuah is, Koyomar Hashem, Lo Yisalu V'lo Yisilochmu Nimachechem B'nei Yisrael, Shuvu Ish L'Beisa. Anyway, so there was a Hava Amina, there's going to be a war in Klal Yisrael, civil war. Shmaya Novi comes and he says, no wars. Hashem said, everybody should go home. Peace. Yerovam ben Nevat knew that that's not good for him. If there's peace, then the kingdom will go back to Shlomo HaMelech. So it says in the Pasuk, Vayiven Yerovam, Vayoyme Yerovam Beliboy, and Yerovam now said, Ato Toshuv, HaMamlocha LeBeis David. Now the kingdom is going to go back to Beis David. And his main concern was, everybody's going to go to Yerushalayim, and then the kingdom will come back to Beis David. Achshav, this Omar says, Yale Lasu Yisvochem B'Veis Hashem Yerushalayim. They're going to go to Yerushalayim to bring Karbonus. V'shov Leiva Omar Zel Adonim L'chava Melech Yehuda V'haroguni. And I'm going to be killed, and I'm finished. So therefore, Yerovam ben Nevat went, and he made Iglei Zov. It almost sounds like it was a replay of the Iglei Zov. And there's a certain Pele, which I'm not going to get into today. It's going to have to wait till next week, maybe Monday. There's a plea here that's mamish mind-boggling. If Klal Yisrael were nichshel with the chet of the Iglei Zov, with all the Pshatim and the Kuzari and the Ramban and all the Rishonim explained to us. But they knew what happened after the Egel Azov. There isn't one generation till today, Chazal tell us, that doesn't suffer from the Egel Azov. Till today. Suicide bomber, Nebuch. And Yidden die as a kesher to the chet of the Egel Azov. So every single Jew has in his system that the Egel Azov is treif, chazer treif, Egel treif, right? Treif, treif. If I would come here in the room today, say, okay, Rabbi, say, I'm making a dedication later on. I have a certain dedication I want to make in Beis Medrash. We're getting a new, beautiful gold calf, Egel Azov. We're putting it right here in the front. Right next to me is going to be Egel Azov. Not to worship, just a nice, beautiful Egel Azov. I know you all love me very much, but I think that I should say, I hope that you would come over to me and say, Rebbe, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, what in the world are you doing with an Egel Azov? And even if you want to make from this Egel Azov a Chveis Nishvas, I don't care what you want to make from it. And Egel Azov, we're not having here. I would hope that that's what the Yolim would say. Palm trees from Florida, that we could have here. It's pretty, it's nice. I miss it, actually. The office was very geschmack. I sat there learning as much. So Yerovam ben Nevat, Stam HaKashe, Yerovam ben Nevat, from all the ideas that he had, what do you want to do now? He wanted to basically confuse Klal Yisrael. We'll see how the Rishonim explain. He wanted to confuse Klal Yisrael. He first didn't say he's doing it for Avodah Zarah. He had other cheshbon disamaisis. His idea was to stop them from going to Be'ol HaRegel. He didn't want them to go to Be'ol HaRegel, which is mainly what I want to discuss today. Why was he so afraid about Be'ol HaRegel? But we'll see. But he didn't want them to go to Be'ol HaRegel. So because he didn't want them to Be'ol HaRegel, he made Iglei Zov. And with, I don't care what story he sold to Klal Yisrael. How in the world did we buy his story? Egel Hazal. He should have at least picked another behemoth. If I were him, I would have picked a Nechash and a Choshes. And he can make it out of gold also. If he wants to make a gold snake. That at least we have pleasant memories. The snake saved us. Not Chas V'Shalom the snake, like the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah. V'chi nochash meimis v'nochash machayah. Of course it wasn't the snake. But the snake was Moira's for tshuva. And Take, the Gemara comes out in Chum, and it's also a Sugin Avid Azorah, Mitzachas and Sugin Erech, and Tezvob, and Lashon Hara Sugin, that this snake actually, Klai Yisrael were nichshol with this snake later on. You know, when you hold too much of a diamond, it could start causing you problems. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, V'chi nochash meimis v'nochash machayah. But at least, if I was Chas V'Shalom thinking like Yerovam ben Nevat, I would have said, oh, that's a good thing to work with. Snakes. Because that I could say, it's famous snake in the Midbar, it saved the Jews during the Magefa. But the eagle caused us the biggest tsaras imaginable. How in the world did Yerovam ben Nevat sell us on the eagle Ezel? You heard it before. We're schwitzing now on Akash, it's mamish a bomb. It's a kasha we haven't asked in the past. Yeravam ben Avot. How does he start making eagles of? Eagles of. So the Marie Kroh, the Rishonim explained, he didn't mean mamish of a dezor. If he would have said of a dezor, nobody would have done it. He said, I mean, whatever, l'shem Hashem. What? Yeravam ben Avot is a very intelligent person. Why would he pick eagles of? Every Jew, you hear the word eagles of, you go running. Eagles of. We know from our history, it was the worst thing that happened to Klal Yisrael. He should have picked a Nechash and a Choshes. He wants to fool us. He picked something everybody knows. Is a. Let's say a person decides they want to make a new symbol for national unity. So a guy says, you know, I'm going to make a new monogram. I'm an artist, I'll make a new monogram. And I want all the Jewish people, just like there's a Mugen David, which that became more Zionistic symbol. That's why Moshe is very against it. It's a Zionistic symbol. I want to make a new kind of symbol. And they make a shtickel monogram. And the monogram looks a shtickel like Nebuchadnezzar, Achman, looks on what the Nazis had. People would run for the hills. There was a country recently that got into trouble because they had a picture that looked a little bit like that. They had it on a flag. People went crazy. Any zecher of Nazism, people go crazy. Rabbi Yisai, the eagle was a tragedy for Klal Yisrael. On that proportion, like the Holocaust. So why would Yerovam ben Nevat think that he's going to throw an eagle azov, he's going to lure us, he's going to lure Klal Yisrael to him? Obviously, he had a good cheshbon because it worked. I don't mean good as good. I mean smart. It worked. His plan worked. But I'm just telling you, L'chayr it shouldn't have worked. Pick an egel azov. Make a statue of Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, Yishu Benun. Take a chama, like they put on the cave of Yishu Benun. Egel azov. It's Merafi singer. To me, it's a bomb. The biggest bomb by me is that it's not discussed. You think everybody would ask this question. So this we'll have to Be'ez Hashem get to next week. What I'm going to be aiming on now, first, I'm giving you over Shabbos to think about. This is something you think about. What I want to talk about now is why was he so against us going to Yerushalayim? This whole plan, this whole thing was to get us not to go to Yerushalayim. That was the whole idea. Trying to get Klal Yisrael not to go to Yerushalayim. So what do Chazal tell us? Chazal give us a little bit of an explanation as to why he didn't want us to go to Yerushalayim. So Chazal says as follows. Omar, Yerovam ben Nevat said as follows. Why was he so afraid about going to Yerushalayim? What's going to be if they go to Yerushalayim? This is what he was afraid of. He was afraid like this. Omar of Nachman. The truth is, he already got a nevuah from Achia Shiloini. He was going to be the king. He could have played his cards differently. He didn't have to be the king of Avodah Zarah. He ends up in history as the king of Avodah Zarah. He didn't have to be that way. He would have been a king anyway. He already got a nevuah from his Rebbe, from the Novi Achia Shiloini, that he's going to be king. That was going to happen regardless. He could have played his cards right. Instead, he played his cards, Avodah Zarah cards. Says the Medrash, what? Gassus Ruach. He had Gaiva. What was the Gassus Ruach? Omar, Gimiri Ein Yeshiva Ba'azo, Malachi Beis David Bilvat. There's only, in Beis HaMikdash, nobody's allowed to sit in the Azorah. The only one who's allowed to sit in the Azorah is a Melech from Malchus Beis David. A king from the family of David HaMelech. They're allowed to sit in the Azorah. One day maybe we'll give you some explanation why that is. Abazayis, only a king from Malchus Beis David is allowed to sit in Azorah. So he says, what's going to happen? I'm going to go. The Kiva and the Chazia, they're going to see me. Rechavam Yosef, Ano Kaimna. Michti Ho Malke, Vahoyavda. That's why he made the Egel Azov. He made the Egel Azov because he was worried that they're going to go to Beis HaMikdash. And if they're going to go to Beis HaMikdash, they're going to actually see that Yerovam Ben Nevat is standing, because he's not from Malchus Beis David. And Rechavam Ben Shloima, you're sitting. He's going to look like a king and I'm going to look like a slave. So ultimately, the whole idea that he did here was all because he was worried what he's going to look like. And that's the reason why he did what he did. Azay Zong Chazal. This is a Gemara in Sanhedrin of Kuf Aleph, this Sugi, Chelek. That's why he did it. Why was he so worried about Klai Yisrael going to the Beis HaMikdash? What they're going to see by the Beis HaMikdash? What was he so worried about? So I think really we could say that there was another Kavanah, and then we'll understand why this Kavanah was so important. He really didn't want Klai Yisrael to go to Yerushalayim at all. That's number one. He didn't want Klai Yisrael to go to Yerushalayim at all. Like the Novi starts. When he said, Vayoyim Yerovam Belibay, Ato Toshuv HaMamlocha LeBeis David, Im Yale Om Azeh Lasa Yisvochem BeBeis HaShem Yerushalayim. He didn't want to go to Yerushalayim. Why? So I'll tell you like this. When David HaMelech became king, if you remember, we were oiming on this already in Sefer Shmuel Beis, he did a very interesting thing when he became king. He was makpid on certain things that we couldn't understand. They had a negotiation, a merger negotiation, what they call a havdal today, a merger negotiation. They negotiated a merger between those that were following Shaul's Malchus and those that wanted to follow David. They negotiated with Avner Ben Ner and the whole story. When they negotiated the merger, David HaMelech made a deal. He made a deal. One of the main components of the deal was they have to give him back his wife, Michal Basho. He needs her back. You want to make a merger with me? You have to give me back Michal Basho. Why was that so important? Another thing David HaMelech did right after he became king, he had them bring the bones, the corpse of Shaul HaMelech, and he had it buried in Ir David. He had it buried in the capital. So we explained by Riches Gorm that the reason why David HaMelech's kingdom got fractured at all is because of Pirud. Chazal tells Beferish. Because of Machlokes. David HaMelech wanted that when he takes over the kingdom from Shaul, it shouldn't be looked upon that he won. Today everybody wants to be a winner. Not he won. Just the opposite. I'm an edim of the king. I'm a son-in-law of Shaul HaMelech. And our son-in-law, I'm taking over the whole kingdom. That way it's not mevazeh Malchusho. If they would have surrendered, then it's a bizoyim. You see, Shaul's party, Shaul was already nifter. Shaul HaMelech's party surrendered to David. David's the all-powerful king. And they surrendered. David HaMelech Dafka didn't want that. He wanted that the merger should be pshat. I'm taking over my shver's position. I'm taking over the shver. Chasta the venasiya. Chasta the venasiya. If somebody has a shver as a big gon oilom, they sign off. I'm a chasta the venasiya. I'm a son-in-law of the king. I'm a son-in-law of the king. I was always impressed. I grew up in Muncie. So there's a rabbi in Muncie. His name is Rabbi Dr. Tendler. He's a son-in-law of Rav Moshe. I always was impressed that when he would sign something, he would sign Chasna Devenasi. Taka true. Rav Moshe Feinstein. He's a son-in-law of Rav Moshe. So he said, I could learn a lot from him in that way. Now I have to Chashivas if you're son-in-law of the God Lador. So that's the way he signed off. Chasna Devenasi. David HaMelech wanted to make the same thing. He wanted to make. I'm the son-in-law of the king. I'm the son-in-law of the king. Well, I'm going to sign off that way. I'm a son. And the Mela, he asked that his wife should be brought back. And the Mela, he wanted to bury Shaul HaMelech's bones in the capital to show who do you bury in the capital. You don't bury a king that surrendered. So what's ironic is that David HaMelech's merger agreement, which was really was a surrender, was that it shouldn't be a surrender. It shouldn't be a surrender. Fakir, Shaul HaMelech should be on top. What a Musa Haskel. There's so much you could learn from this. But that was a lot of times when I'm involved in Shalom Bayis, I tell couples, Iker, if each one feels like they have to win, then everybody's going to lose. Everybody's going to lose. Nobody has to win. Nobody has to win. David HaMelech didn't have to win. Adarabba. He made it, he orchestrated, he shouldn't be the winner, he should be the son. Yerushalayim, Chazal tells us, is an ir shechubro lo yachtav. Yerushalayim unifies Gans Klal Yisrael. Unifies Gans Klal Yisrael. So Yerovam ben Nevat knew that if Gans Klal Yisrael are going to continue to be unified in Yerushalayim, his kingdom is going to fall apart. That's why he was against the unity of Yerushalayim. That's why he wanted to be Mavak Lali Lareg. That was number one. We'll see Mitzvah Hashem next week how this ties into the Glazov and how it ties into the problem of sitting and standing. That we'll see next week. But that's the Hagdomah. The Hagdomah is we have to understand that Malchus Beis David broke because of Pirat. And Achdus holds it together. And Yerushalayim, and that's what Chazal say, it's a Ir Shechubro Lo Yachtov. Yerushalayim is a city where everybody gets connected. That's the Koyach of Yerushalayim. That's why Yerushalayim Lo Nischalkel Lishvotim. Yerushalayim belongs to Gans Klal Yisrael. It wasn't separated to Shvat. You have to tell the Zayde, his apartment. Like everybody uses it. Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvat. Now, Mitzvah Hashem, the Olam will remind me next week, we'll be mavar how this connects to the Azara, to Malchus Beis David sitting in the Azara. And it also connects to how we were able to buy into the Iglei Zov. Why don't we immediately reject? It's Iglei Zov. Forget about it. Somehow we bought into it. Not only that, Rabbi Isai, Achi Ashilani bought into it, which we'll talk about next week. Achi Ashilani himself signed one of the letters from Yerovam ben Nevat.